Hey, welcome back to Cats, Dogs, Apes, and Frogs. I'm your host, Russell Corey. I'm not a financial advisor. This is not financial advice, and it's especially true if you've been following this podcast. You know, if I give financial advice, it's not very good. Hey, but listen, this special episode, I want to give a special shout out to a listener. His name is Christopher Edward, and you can find him on Twitter at Freedom. I think it's 55 on at Freedom 55ON. I believe that's in. But if you follow my Twitter account, I'm at Cat Dog Ape Frog. You can find the exchange we had. But he sent me a tweet, or he replied to a tweet that I had made, and he said, "Hey, you know, you asked for feedback. Don't block me, but here's some feedback." And he basically said, you know, these Hail Mary plays that you're into, you know, first with AMC and now with Grumpy Cat. He said, these things rarely work. And, you know, you really should be diversified and basically, you know, more conservative investing. And I replied back to him and I said, you know, I agree 100%. That's the kind of investor I was. I never did any of this before I got into AMC. And I agreed with them, and I said, if I could go back in time to May 2021 and not get involved with this, I would. But I have a saying that life doesn't happen for the best. Life happens, and it's up to you to make the best out of it. I don't have a time machine. I can't go back to that moment. And I can think of the exact moment. I honestly think I was just like trying to find an AMC video that I had seen on Saturday Night Live. And I stumbled across the news story of AMC might have a squeeze like GameStop had had in January. This was May. And the more I looked at it, I thought, you know, I remembered that. And I was like, I remember thinking to myself, if you've listened to this podcast, if that happens again, I want to be a part of it because I want some of that money. I'm working every day. And here I see on the news people making hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars with GameStop, with NFTs. I said, I want that easy money. And I thought we were going to get it with AMC. I thought the shorts had got themselves into trouble. And there was no way out. And we had them caged. And we just had to keep buying. And it was simple supply and demand. And eventually the system was set up that it would force the margin calls. And they would have to buy the stock back, and it would go up, and it was supposed to be computer operated, right? It wasn't a human being doing this anymore. These were forced margin calls, and it would have to buy the stock at whatever price it was. And that's why when people said AMC could go for $100,000, it might. At least $20,000, right? And I believed it. I had faith in the system. I had faith that these people would be margin called. I had faith that this was doing it. I had faith in the people I was watching on YouTube. And I had faith in this movement. And obviously, I was wrong. Maybe we were right about things, but it's just this. It does not matter at this point. It was a bad investment. And the fact that I stayed in it and I averaged down and I kept hope. I knew I should get out. I knew I should get out at several moments, but it was like it's such a loss. At that moment, it seemed like such a loss, not knowing what would eventually happen. And I couldn't do it. You know, call it a cult, call it, what is it called? The Stockholm Syndrome, where you've been held hostage and you start to sympathize with the people holding you hostage. Call it personal, you know, whether it was a war against these shorts and the 1% and the market makers. And like, I'm not giving up. You know, or the camaraderie you felt with retail investors. But I couldn't force myself to get out. And then now I look at it and it's gotten even worse. It went down to $5.60 today, which is 56 cents. It's crazy. I remember when people warned us about AMC and said, get out. And everybody said they were shills. They were working for the hedge fund. How much is the hedge fund? Why do you care about, well, how much is the hedge fund paying you? Why do you care about my money? And yet here you are, right? All of those things. And maybe those were true. But it doesn't matter. We are where we are. Now, I posted a video. And thank you, Christopher, for I was touched that he mentioned don't block me, because I have reached out and I've gone back and forth with other AMC and you get blocked. And it's a terrible feeling. But one, it makes me feel like the person I'm trying to communicate with is a coward. And a lot of time I reached out to people about Grumpy Cat Coin and they blocked me because they think I'm shilling a shit coin, I'm a grifter. And I understand that's a natural response. I'll talk about that later too. But when you block someone, to me, it's the ultimate sign of being a coward. You know, Sugar, if you ever heard Sugar on Spaces talk about AMC, and he can get a little rough with people. But the one thing I like about Sugar is he lets people talk. He wants them to be respectful. He'll step in then, but he doesn't just kick people off his space calls. I think he doesn't like to block people unless it's really bad. But I respect that, and I'm the same way, man. If you're sincere and you're honest, I'm not going to block you. I get it. If you're shilling something, I shill stuff too. You know, as long as it's not an outright scam or something. Anyway, so Christopher, hello. Thank you again. And please follow him on Twitter, at Freedom55on. You can find him, Christopher Edward, and I appreciate it. And I'll talk a little more about, I was looking at some of his tweets, and I'll talk about one of them in a little while. But yeah, wow, AMC, I posted a video today about could Grumpy Cat Coin cause the MOAS? And the idea behind it is, look, I was going about it the wrong way. I was trying to tell apes, look, forget about AMC. It's not going to happen. Come join us at Grumpy Cat, right? And I said, you know, maybe that's not the right message. Maybe the message should be, look, come with us at Grumpy Cat. Let's help Grumpy Cat go to the moon. All the apes start pouring in and buying and holding Grumpy Cat, just like Shiba Inu, just like Pepe, just like Bonk. This is blockchain. It's math. The more people that come in and buy it and hold it, it goes up. This isn't the market maker. This isn't the dark pool. This isn't, you know, FTX tokenized stocks somewhere in some third world country. It's simple. You can see it. When you buy Grumpy Cat Coin, you see the price getting affected. You see your buy show up. And when someone sells Grumpy Cat Coin, you can see it. If you do any research, you can usually kind of figure out whose wallet is who. It's not that hard. Most people, and myself included, I don't try to cover it up that much. I try to be integrity and honesty is a big part of the Grumpy Cat community. And so let's say if I buy something and I say, hey, man, I bought this for this or I bought this for that. All someone would have to do is see who, you know, you go right to Etherscan or you look at the Grumpy Cat. You can go right to the wallet that just made the purchase. You could write it down, take note of it, and say, that's Russell's wallet. And then check me out, you know. Am I selling? Am I trading? So if you look at my wallet now, all you'll see is I've just bought Grumpy Cat since about May. There was one time in the very beginning I did sell. I panicked or I was trying to get some profit in the very beginning. But once I joined the community for good, I said, that's it. I'm not going to panic. I'm not going to profit until we are at a much higher market cap, and I'm in, and I've been there ever since. We've gone up, we've gone down, but I'm there. But that's the great thing about the blockchain is it's verified. All the like Matt Coors, Trey Trace, remember that? Do they really own shares? If you want to know if I really own Grumpy Cat, you can find out. Wouldn't be that hard. I might even tell you what wallet is. I might even send you some Grumpy Cat. And then you would know what wallet sent it to you, and you could see, what am I doing? That's the interesting thing about crypto, that before I was very hesitant about it. But as I've gotten into it, that's one of the things that I like, that you can verify stuff. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, but it's there. Anyway, so I made this video, and that's a simple idea. Of course, it's gotten a whopping 38 views. So MOAS, here we come. Only a matter of time. I don't think any ape... I did get one comment, someone saying, well, I'm not going to buy ETH to buy this coin. That's too much of a hassle. And I replied back to their comment. I said, look, send me a direct message. Send me a DM. And, I will send you some Grumpy Cat coin, right? So I don't know if they're going to reply to that or, you know, we'll see. But yeah, you know, it's disappointing, and it's one thing, but it's also when you start a campaign, you can't give up after one day, right? It takes time, and especially something where people are going to have some naturally built-up hesitation. And I have been trying to recruit some of the AMC apes that I really like, that people that I thought had integrity, they were positive, they were active on social media, and I basically have been reaching out to them and saying, listen, I like you from the AMC movement. I'd like to send you some Grumpy Cat coin, free of charge, with no strings attached, no expectations, just hold it. Now, my hope is in the future, they'll learn more about the community, and maybe they'll want to talk about it. But that's not, you know, it's not a contract. They don't have to do that. I'm giving it to them freely. They can do with it what they will. I hope they don't just turn around and sell it. But then again, the amount I'm going to give them isn't going to be that much. So it's like, whenever you sell something, you need ETH to do it, that it might not be worth selling what I would actually send them. Unless it goes up in value, then yeah, then it makes sense. But right now, it wouldn't. It would probably cost them more money to sell it than to just keep holding it. But it's hard. Not a lot of people have responded back to me yet, you know. But that's part of networking and reaching out. It's part of sales. One of the reasons I couldn't become a salesman, I couldn't deal with the rejection. As a writer, I had to deal with rejection all the time. But I didn't want that to be my day job and dealing with all that rejection. And that's just part of sales. You have to, it's just part of it. You know, recently, you know, we had a YouTuber, Tommy 8, that we, you know, hey, we finally, I got him, you know, he bought some Grumpy Cat coin, and I will see what kind of a part of the community he is, but at least he bought the Grumpy Cat. And we first interacted in the summertime. We kind of went back and forth, and he seemed like a good guy, and I really wanted him in our community. But at the time, nothing really worked out. But, you know, months later, you know, he came back in, and it worked out. So that's the other thing about sales, is it takes time sometimes. It doesn't happen on the first attempt. You know, and maybe make an introduction and people have time and they can see your more of your character. And, you know, maybe that's what we can do is, you know, don't give up. Keep trying. I'm trying to recruit Mike the Marine from AMC. He organized the SEC protests a year ago, you know, when they protested at the SEC. He organized those. He's a fighter. But the frustrating thing now when I see Mike's comments on his YouTube channel is all he does is say, I told you so. See, I told you so. I told you so. And I'm like, you know, Mike, let's get back in the fight. If you just want to tell everybody how right you were, you know, what good does that do? Real, there's retail investors that are hurting out there from AMC. And what can you do to try and fix it, to do something? And that's all I'm trying to do. For Grumpy Cat, for me, I had to look around and say, what can I do to make up for this bad investment? The best thing, and Christopher would probably agree with this, is stop doing these crazy investings. And that's my hope for 2024 and beyond, that I want to be done. I don't want to do any more investing. I'm not going to get involved in it. Grumpy Cat Coin is it. If Grumpy Cat Coin goes south, that's it. I have a few small investments in different things, and that'll be it, you know. I made a mistake. I lost money. It's not the first time it happened. There's people that lost more than I did, that are down more than I am, unfortunately. And you know, it happens. And I go back to May 2021, when I saw other people getting rich and making money off NFTs, off crypto, off AMC and GameStop. And I wanted it. And I wanted it bad. One of my great regrets in life was, you know, when Facebook stock came out, it took a dive. It went up to like $40 and then it went down to 20. And I bought like 30 shares of it. I had a little bit of cash in a Roth IRA and I bought 30 shares. And within a year that it doubled. And my wife said, why don't you buy more Facebook stock? And I said, why would I buy it now? It doubled. It went from 20 to 40. There's no reason to buy it now. It went up to $300 a share. And I would kick myself and say, Russ, if you had invested more in Facebook, you could have made six figures buying it at $20 and watching it go to $300. And that was part of the regret too. That's why I went in. I said, I'm not going to make the same mistake with AMC. But I did. Facebook was different than AMC. And that's what I didn't realize. That one, I didn't realize how corrupt the system was, but also AMC was going to be this squeeze, whereas Facebook was an emerging technology. There were other things behind that. And when they finally realized how they could make money with advertising, that's when Facebook took off. But, it is what it is. It was desperate. That's what happens in gold rushes. People are desperate and they do desperate things. And I'm no different than anybody else. I thought I was smarter than that. I wasn't. And I got burned. And my goal in 2024 is to work to try and support the investments that I'm in. I don't know what you can do for AMC. I've said this. I think the market makers publicly said they drive the price of stocks where they think it should be. Meaning, they'll do whatever it takes to keep AMC below $6. And then Adam Aron is going to dilute AMC. He's going to sell as much stock as he can to pay off debt, to make sure he gets bonuses. And there's the SEC that does not want the stock market to turn into Vegas again. They don't want GameStop. They don't want these meme stops. So they're not going to do anything about any of this. And maybe there's nothing they can do or should do. But all that means, I don't know how AMC squeezes. I don't even know how AMC goes up in value to make up for a 90% loss. Which to means is, you either walk away or you find something else that could possibly make up for that. Now, over the long term, invest in good companies that maybe the market maker is actually going to let go up, that have a future. Apple, Tesla, anything like that. But for me, I'm giving it one last chance with Grumpy Cat Coin and Meme Coins. And maybe I'll be wrong. I probably will be wrong. And I said that to Christopher in my reply. I said, I'm probably going to lose my money. I get it. You know, when I talk about AMC people being in a cult, and you can't tell someone who's in a cult that they're in a cult, I get it. I get what I'm doing is risky. I know. It's a picture of a cat. The Grumpy Cat Coin is really the community. It's the people involved. And that's why I'm trying to recruit good people to be in that community. I'm not going to, make them be active. They don't have to tweet. They don't have to make videos if they don't want to. I just want you involved. And if we earn your trust, if we earn your enthusiasm, then great. But you don't have to. But I just want good people involved with Grumpy Cat. And that's why I'm giving Grumpy Cat Coin away. So if you listen to this podcast, you can reach out to me. Now, I don't want to give it to the Grumpy Cat community members that are already in there and already have it. But if you don't have any crypto, or you were in crypto, but, send me an email. You can send it to RussellCorey@RussellCorey.com. You can send it to RussellCorey@BuyHoldHelp.com. You can DM me on Twitter. I'm @CatDogApeFrog. And who knows? Some people, I just want to send it to them with no strings attached. Say, hey, here you are. Just take it. But if you want to do something in the future, we'd love to, for you. But I'm giving it to you. That's the confidence that I have in our community. Now, there may be times in the future when I'm going to do promotions where I say, hey, if anybody does this video and you get a certain amount of views, I'll send you Grumpy Cat for that. There's also other projects that I'm going to target and say, look, we have a lot in common. We can help you. You can help us. Let's make 2024 about our two projects. That's going to come out in the future. I don't know how Grumpy Cat coin holders are going to feel about that. But we have to grow. And we can't grow by being isolating ourselves. We have to reach out, for good or bad, to the people who would actually buy Grumpy Cat Coin. And right now, to me, that's a crypto project that's going to be similar to Grumpy Cat. What attracted them to that project maybe will be what will attract them to Grumpy Cat Coin. And we can help them. They can help us. Now, that's going to happen, a little bit down the road. But right now I'm focusing on AMC Apes. I'm trying to recruit good people into the Grumpy Cat Coin community, even if that means I've got to send you the Grumpy Cat Coin. That's why I have been buying so much of it on this recent dip, because I might need to hand it out to people, you know, and that's it. And I'd like to do it now, because right now Ethereum's still, you know, in the low 2000s. It had a little bit of pullback today. You know, pretty soon, who knows, it could go to 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, and it's going to cost more to send free stuff to people. But who knows? We'll see. But anyway, thank you, Christopher Edward. And I want to talk about a tweet he made. I was kind of, like I said, I was scrolling through his tweets, trying to get a, you know, better picture of who Christopher is. And also I want to say, hey, you know, he's Canadian. So, and I'd love to have a Canadian in the Grumpy Cat Coin community. We've got people, we have an Englishman in Norway. We have people in Australia, people, you know, spread around the United States. But I don't know if we have a Canadian Grumpy Cat. So, Christopher, and I get it. I don't expect you to come over and start shilling for Grumpy Cat Coin. But if you want some Grumpy Cat Coin, Christopher, I'll, you know, DM me on Twitter and let me know. Maybe we can work something out. But I'd love to have a Canadian Grumpy Cat holder. But we'll see. So that's what I'm in the process right now of trying to get good people to come into Grumpy Cat Coin, starting with AMC8s. I'd love to get Mike the Marine. I think he's annoyed with me. He hasn't responded to any of my comments. And he seems to be fixated on just being able to say, see, I told you so. See, I told you so. And that's unfortunate. Mike's a good guy. I like watching his videos. I know he loves animals. I know he's passionate. I know he wants to help retail investors. But to me, if we can get apes buying a meme coin, and for me, I trust Grumpy Cat Coin. I trust this community. I've been with it since May 2023. If we come in and we get Grumpy Cat to start moving upward and getting people to believe, and all of a sudden these AMC apes who were down so much are now gaining with Grumpy Cat Coin, and maybe in the future, months from now, a year from now, whenever, if they have that $1 million that they made from Grumpy Cat Coin, maybe they can use that to buy as much AMC as they want and try to force a squeeze. And that was the premise. That's how Grumpy Cat Coin can help cause the AMC MOS. But the other thing it could do is actually help you make up some of these 90% losses. But Christopher's right. Be a smart investor. Don't invest in this crazy, risky crap. It worked for GameStop for a short period of time. It worked for AMC for a very shorter period of time to a much lesser extent. But the system caught up to it. Whatever happened, happened. Whether it was just a bad investment or whether the forces of the, you know, the market got the revenge and drove the apes down. But they've driven us down to 56 cents pre-reverse split. 56 cents. It's crazy. It's heartbreaking, because I know what it means to me. And I know what it means to other people that have been in this play. But there's nothing we can do, really, at this point. We can't go back in time. To me, it's at such a loss now that it's not worth selling. Maybe before the reverse split, when it was still at, you know, $6, $7. Yeah, I could see getting out then. As bad as it was, I had averaged down in some accounts, and I should have gotten out. Because I knew we were going to get screwed. I just held out some kind of hope that maybe something would happen. And it happened. It was just complete devastation. To me, I think of it as almost like a war zone. And, you know, you think you're fighting your enemy and you don't want to give up. And they just level the place. I mean, level it. Maybe you survive in the basement. And you come out of that basement and you look around and your town is leveled. Or a tsunami that comes in and just knocks everything. And you just say, it's gone. It's gone. Or a tornado or a hurricane. And you just say, wow, it's gone. Or the victim of a crime where it's so bad. And you know you there's nothing. You just got slammed. But yet, I haven't sold yet. I'd love to have hope, but my hope is in Grumpy Cat Coin and that community, a much healthier community than AMC, which is very toxic right now, very divided. But I'm trying to find those apes that, you know, I really admired and I think would be a good addition to the Grumpy Cat Coin family. And I'm saying, let's pick up the pieces and let's try and put something together for retail investors. Because if you just stay with AMC, I don't know what good it will do. I just don't. But Christopher, thank you for the comment on Twitter. I really appreciate it. I'd love, maybe in the future, maybe we can do a space call together where we just talk about investing. And I'd love to hear what you think after listening to this podcast, which I can't believe has gone on for years. I've said this. I thought 10 episodes, you know, cover it day by day during the squeeze, and it would be 10 episodes. And it turned into this. And every year I'm going to cancel, you know, my Podomatic, you know, subscription. And they're like, hey, it's going to cost this much money to, you know, resubscribe. And I say, yeah, no thanks. I'll let it cancel. And then at the last minute, they send you this amazing deal. And I say, all right, I'll resubscribe for that. That's fine. And I keep it going. But it's been like therapy to me. And I think it'd be really interesting to talk to Christopher just to get some more of his perspective of listening to this podcast over the years. So who knows? Maybe we'll do a space call together. I'd love to. Christopher, let me know if that's something you're interested in. And we can do a space call together. And then I can edit it and make it a podcast or make it a YouTube video if you're willing to do that. And it's not a debate. It's not a fight. I'm not here trying to prove I'm right. Like I said, I admitted it. I got into a bad investment. I tried to do the best I could, and even that, it got worse, and I'm trying one last time. And again, you're right, a Hail Mary pass. It's a risky move. I get it, it is. And risky moves, mostly, you're right, they don't work out. But sometimes they do. That's what I'm hoping for. And if it doesn't work out, then the book is closed, and I move on with my life. But if it does move out, that's, you know, heck of a way to win the game. We've seen those games, but most of the time, those plays, he's right. They don't work out. The other team wins, and life goes on. But thank you, Christopher. Thank you, everybody, for listening, whether you're an AMC ape, whether you're a Grumpy Cat. I appreciate you. We are the number two podcast on investing on Podomatic, 468 overall. So thank you for listening. Let's become the number one investing podcast on Podomatic and keep moving up. Maybe we can break into the top 300 podcasts. It doesn't take much, to be quite honest with you. Podomatic is not exactly iHeartRadio or, you know, Apple podcasting. But you know what? I'm proud to be the number two investing podcast right now in it 468 overall. That's pretty cool too. And that's because of you. Thank you for listening, everybody. I will hopefully have another episode for you tomorrow. Thanks, guys.